We welcome in ESPN Seahawks reporter Brady Henderson as the ESPN NFL Nation Takeover Weekend continues. And Brady, it's Chris and Jeff here on game day. So the Seahawks at 27th overall. First of all, let's take a look at the needs for this team. It looks from the outside that the potential could be at offensive line. It could be at edge rusher. It could be a cornerback. What are you looking at right now as far as the Seahawks and what you've heard where they could be headed with their first pick?
Yeah, well, I think it's important for people to know first that, you know, there's a good chance they don't even make that pick at 27 just because they really like to trade back. They've traded their original first-round pick to move back or to trade that pick before the draft basically every year since 2011. That was the last year that they actually made their original first-round pick. So they usually like to move back to get more picks. So wherever that first pick ends up being, I would think the defense is the more likely play. You know, they've signed four offensive linemen in free agency. None of those guys were signed to big deals. But I think that they've taken care of that position enough to where they could focus on what was really one of the worst defenses across the board last season, especially in terms of getting after the quarterback. So I could see them taking an edge rusher. I just don't think that this draft is strong enough at the top at that position for them to stick around. I just think that the guys that are going to be left by that point are probably going to be more those second-tier guys, those second-round picks, and that would make even more sense for them to move back to get that guy.
Brady, you watch Russell Wilson play. He looks like he's 25. Then you see he's 31. His first year was 2012. He's been in the league now for a while. Would it be a huge shock if at some point, not of course with their first pick, but maybe a little later on, that they would maybe think about taking a young developmental quarterback to groom for the future?
Yeah, and that's, JD, that's always been kind of the surprise in how they've drafted, because you consider John Schneider came from Green Bay, where, you know, he learned under Ron Wolf, and the Ron Wolf plan was, you've got the veteran, you've got the experienced backup, and you've got the developmental guy, and because of that, they would basically draft a quarterback pretty much every year. Yes, I've only drafted two quarterbacks under John Schneider since he arrived in 2010, obviously Russell Wilson being the first one, and then a developmental guy that didn't work out for them named Alex McCool a couple years ago. So they've really not addressed that position all that often in the draft. Maybe they could do it this year. As of right now, Russell Wilson is the only quarterback on their roster, so they've got to fill that position. Maybe it's a draft pick. Maybe it's a veteran after the draft like Geno Smith, who was their backup last year. So that is a consideration. I don't think it would be with an early pick this year, though.
If, Brady, you felt like defense is that first pick, if they actually stayed there, if you gave John Schneider his druthers, would he take a corner first or would he take a pass rusher first?
I think he would take a pass rusher first. And they made a trade. You know, cornerback was definitely a need for them going into the offseason just because Trey Flowers did not have a very good season on the right side opposite Shaquille Griffin, who made the Pro Bowl as an alternate. So that was a need for them. Also have question marks in terms of who's going to be their nickelback. And they made what could turn out to be a pretty significant trade with the Washington Redskins for Quentin Dunbar. Only gave up a fifth-round pick, so they've got him under contract for 1 year. Obviously, there's some long-term uncertainty there, so I don't think that would preclude the Seahawks from taking a cornerback at some point in the draft. I just think that, you know, defensive end, edge rusher, or maybe just pass rusher in general, whether that's an edge guy or interior guy, that's the bigger need, just because, again, they were one of the worst teams at getting after the quarterback last year. Only 27 sacks. That was tied for, I believe, the second or third fewest in the NFL. And that was with Jadeveon Clowney. So that obviously, even still, they've made a couple moves there, signing Benson Mayo and Bruce Irvin. So that should help, but that's still a position that I think that there's room to get better there.
Now, you know me. I don't like airing out NFL Nation dirty secrets, okay? However, Josh Weinfuss just said that he thinks the Cardinals could be the second-place team in the NFC West this year, competing for a wild card. Oh, so now, Brady, how do you see sort of how the NFC looks right now based on everything that's happened in free agency leading up to the draft? Where would you kind of put the Seahawks in the hierarchy there?
Yeah, it seems a lot more wide open than it has been in years past, where usually there's been kind of that clear favorite. We all know what's going on with the Rams. Team that's kind of in transition with, I think, a lot of their, you know, salary, a lot of those big salary decisions kind of coming back to bite them right now. Admittedly, the 49ers were the class of the division last year. But when you look at it, you know, the Seahawks, they beat the 49ers in that Monday night game, and then they came within basically an inch of beating them in Week 17 when you consider how close the, you know, Jacob Hollister was across the goal line for the game-winning touchdown there. So I don't know if the gap between those two teams is as big as their records would indicate last year. And then, you know, the Arizona Cardinals certainly are a team on the rise. And I think they maybe draw a comparison to the 2012 Seahawks, 2013 Seahawks, kind of in the early years of Russell Wilson and, you know, the Legion of Boom, where they've got the quarterback, they've got some defensive pieces, and they just made that big trade for DeAndre Hopkins. And they were another team that played the Seahawks pretty tough last year. So it kind of seems wide open. And yeah, I mean, I don't think Josh is crazy there to say that the Cardinals could be competing for a wild card spot.
You're too
well,
nice.
We will find out on Thursday night if you really have anything to even talk about, if they do, in fact, trade back. We appreciate it, Brady Henderson, ESPN's Seahawks reporter. Good stuff, man. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
You too. Thanks, fellas. Take care.